Welcome to Tech News of the Week with your host, the guy who gets to use the hot dog cannon at the baseball game.
Welcome to Tropical Nutella of the Walrus. I'm going with walrus again because that apparently is my go-to W word. This is our weekly tech news short form podcast where we look at four stories that caught our eye in the media of the last week. And Chris, you did the main on something totally irrelevant and nobody should listen to. So instead, I'm going to go first on the tech news of the week. Humane AI pin sucks. Influencer blamed for killing company. Remember the Humane AI pin, Chris?
The what?
Yeah. Pepperidge Farm definitely does not remember. They're too busy sipping wine coolers with Bartles and James. And if you get that reference, you are too old to be an influencer on the TikToks or the TuberYubes. Marquez Brown, better known as MKBHD, is not too old, and in fact is one of the most popular tech influencers around. If you've ever gone on YouTube and searched for a review of iPhones or EVs or some other tech gadget, chances are you were served up a video by MKBHD. So what does this all have to do with the human AI pin? Well, the $700 device actually started shipping a couple weeks ago, and tech reviewers across all platforms have started publishing their reviews. And the universal sentiment is, if I may put it bluntly, the device sucks and is bad at almost everything. To wit, MKBHD's YouTube review is titled, "The Worst Product I've Ever Reviewed for Now." The previous worst product holder was Fisker's Ocean EV, which does appear to be terrible and possibly dangerous at any speed. So what? A tech reviewer gets a product, they give an honest review, we all move on with our lives. That should be the sum total of the story. But because this is 2024, we can't have anything nice and everyone needs to have an opinion, no matter how stupid, folks have been accusing MKBHD of killing the Humane company while it's just getting started. So sad. This is horseshit for a number of reasons. Number one, the product does in fact appear to be bad. Number two, lots of other popular reviewers have come to the same conclusion. Number three, Humane is not some scrappy startup. They have raised $230 million in venture capital so far. Number four, Humane made a bunch of bold claims about the AI pin that are mostly false. And number five, they're still a company. MKBHD and other tech reviewers have a responsibility to their fans to give the honest, unvarnished truth and absolutely no responsibility to sugarcoat it for the companies they review. Kind of the whole point of independent reviewers. And as far as that clickbaity YouTube title goes, you might as well blame YouTube's algorithms for that. If you don't want a review about how your product sucks, don't make a sucky product.
Google Drive gets dark mode, and I'm irrationally excited about it. Longtime subscribers to this podcast and reality know that advertising company Google rarely does things right. However, in the interest of fairness, when they do something right, it deserves attention. And now I'll give everyone a moment to quietly chuckle because I just said doo-doo.
Yep.
Answering to what even they admit was a, quote, highly requested feature, Google has enabled dark mode in the web portal to Google Drive. And as I hilariously mentioned on Twitter, I am at that phase in a person's life where a person will say things to themselves like, oh, Google Drive has dark mode now. But like with genuine excitement, like, oh, Google Drive has dark mode now. But like not sarcastic. It's a subtle but important difference.
I hear it.
Dark mode is just better, man. It's easier to read. It is less annoying. It doesn't light up the entire room at 10:30 at night. And it makes whatever page you are looking at feel at least four times cooler and more mysterious. I will also take this moment to remind people about the absolute best dark mode browser extension out there, Dark Reader. You can customize your dark mode for every single web page you go to. It's amazing. I long for the days when the ability to do dark mode is the default. and we don't have to wait 6 years for a simple request like this, like we did on Google Drive. But for now, to save your eyes, Dark Reader is here to help.
AirChat bursts onto the scene to make us all dumber. Let's just start with the fact that I like some technologies. Blogs, podcasts, Twitter before Elon, etc. I'm not a Luddite.
Yes, you are.
Which is a loaded term that doesn't mean what you think it means, but here we are. I get jazzed about cool new tech. Then again, there's also shit like Clubhouse. You remember that thing?
Nope.
For like a month, during the depths of the pandemic, everyone, and by everyone I mean Silicon Valley tech bros and crypto douches, was absolutely taken with Clubhouse. You could just sign in with your iOS device because they didn't support Android and start rambling. No need to have a script, good microphones, or even a coherent message. It was like the worst possible conference call hosted by your crappiest boss. Then Twitter added spaces and Clubhouse immediately became irrelevant.
Now I remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, now there's a new platform on the scene called AirChat. It asks the bold question, what if Twitter, but audio? Like, imagine if someone just read the Twitter timeline out loud instead of reading it. The interface looks like just any other social media app, but the way you post is to record an audio clip and then the app transcribes it for you. Couldn't you just do this with Twitter and voice to text? Yes. Yes, you can. And could Twitter absolutely destroy AirChat by releasing this as a feature, like they did with Spaces? Yes. Yes, they could. Do you need to give one more thought to AirChat today or ever? No. No, you don't. You're welcome.
New malware loader Latrodectus making more and more inroads with our good friends, the bad actors. Okay. A malware loader is the type of malware that is used to execute on a system and deliver other larger malicious payloads onto said compromised system. Admittedly, that's a tautological definition.
Yeah.
Malware loaders are important to the jerk faces who write bad stuff like ransomware. Loaders are used in the initial stages of a cyber attack to establish a teeny tiny foothold and then download additional malware components. It's the tiny executable that's hidden in an Excel macro or downloaded in the background when you click on a pretend website or whatever. And then it goes out to get the bigger, more complicated, way more malicious stuff that takes over systems, destroys networks, creates command and control, locks all your files, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Latrodectus is a recently discovered malware loader variant that was first on the scene, actually in November 2023. Recently, however, it has taken off in popularity, being observed in recent malicious campaigns attributed to the TA-577 and TA-578 threat groups. TA, of course, being threat actor, and that number meaning this is the number that we found them in order.
Mm.
Latrodectus is named after the scientific name for kind of a cool spider who looks like he should have lasers on his head, and follows other malware loaders such as Peekabot, Bumblebee, Quackbot, and Raspberry Robin. Now, eventually, even the most basic of AV software will catch up to Latrodectus as well and block it by its signature. But until that happens, let's hope you have a good EDR. Side question, why do we give such garbage software such awesome names? What are we doing here? Latrodectus, Quackbot, Peekabot, Raspberry Robin, these names rock. This is the sort of shit I would have called myself in Elder Scrolls in college if I was in any way clever. Let's stop encouraging people like this. How about instead of like Latrodectus, let's call this malware loader Piss Icicle. Maybe that would discourage people from writing them. Who would ever want to be famous for creating Piss Icicle? Actually, I feel like Andy Warhol would be all over this idea. Never mind. Forget I said anything. And stop writing malware, you Piss Icicle.
All right. That's it. We're done. Go away now. Bye.